hookup culture.
What is up, my cubbies? It's your girl, Chris Linehart, and welcome back to the hookup culture. What up, y'all? I know I haven't been here since November, and you guys are still out there voting for my podcast. You guys are still pushing. You guys are still on my TikTok. You guys are still in my DMs, and I love every single one of you cubbies. Honestly, Netflix really tried posting something the other day. I think it was on Netflix Games, and I got tagged in it so much by you guys. So if you're one of these people, shout out. Okay, they tried saying like Netflix Games, and then it says, "What up, my cubbies?" And cubbies was written in like this like font, this weird font, and then it had like the gay colors all the way across. And I'm like, hold on, who are you calling a cubby? Because there's only one group of cubbies I know, and I know because I did so much homework before I made this podcast. So I was like, what are you guys doing? So I had to go and I had to trademark cubbies. Oh my God, it's been a journey, but I just want to say thank you. Seriously, from the bottom of my heart, thank you. Thank you so much for helping me help you every single time you guys, you know, stream my episode from beginning to end. That's why I keep them short, y'all, okay? Because sometimes until you start, and I will, I'm going to start in this new season, I'm going to start introducing interviews, and I'm going to start talking about my previous episodes with some people, get their insight on it. It's going to be a lot of fun, and I'm going to put it on YouTube so you guys could actually see it. I just really missed you guys, and I really wanted to talk to you guys and get my voice out here because I've been getting so many messages like, where the heck are you? And you don't realize how much of an impact you make. You really don't until you step away from something. And there's people that become almost not dependent, because I think you guys are all fully capable of, you know, living and handling things with or without my little podcast here. But I'd like to believe that I make a difference in a lot of people's day. So thank you for everyone and your kind support. Nothing is wrong, I promise. Everything is okay. There was just a lot of major focuses going on. Your girl's doing big things always behind the scenes. So I am looking forward to the new season to come. And I know if you're still here, thank you. And if you're new, welcome. I'd like to believe that I'm a pretty good host, and I can't wait to be doing this on larger platforms, but to be continued with that. So yeah, so going forward, it is going to be YouTube for some of the episodes, not all of them, and that's okay. And then I'm also going to be having some live streams on TikTok with some people. I'm going to be asking some questions. So I'm just going to take this to the next step. I've been talking about this for the last three seasons, I'm not too sure. I keep mentioning that I'm going to do this, but I've made a pact to myself. In 2023, there was a lot of things that I had to deal with. And coming into this year, this is the first episode of this year, which is gnarly. I can't even wrap my head around that this is the first time my little cubbies are hearing my voice in 2024. But this girl, your girl, has been, you know, evolving and growing and being the best version of myself, so I could actually share the best news with you guys. And going forward, I can't wait to continue to share. But what I basically have done is I've gotten out of my own way. So anything that I've been wanting to do or scared of doing, I've decided to just throw it all in the trash can and let it burn and just get out of my way. There's no more version of me that you might know. That person does not exist anymore. I'm constantly evolving. I'm constantly growing. And so as are you. And if you find yourself in the same place and being the same person that you were 10 years ago, I urge you to really just do some soul searching and just try to move on. And if you surround yourself by people that try to remind you of your past constantly, or hold you accountable to your past and just kind of hold you there, and you know, they're so stuck on the impressions of you that they used to have that they don't even take the time to try to reconnect and get to know you, it doesn't matter, because you know who knows you. And even if you don't know you, you know yourself a lot better than somebody else's. Those are just opinions, they're never facts. You always know the real story. You always know what's true to your heart, and nobody can tell you otherwise. I am so incredibly proud of you. And I just want you to know, if nobody's told you already, then let me be the first to say, good job. You've worked really, really hard. I see all of your progress every single day. You don't need a single soul's validation on what you're doing, but you do need love and you do need that nourishment, and you can create that for yourself. So if you're ever sitting there like, Chris, I'm just lonely and You know, I just feel like my friends are there, but they're not really there. My family's there, but I don't really have much. Or like, you know, people are changing and they're just focusing on their, you know, their things in their life, like work, kids, relationships, you know, and that's okay. And that's fair. And that's valid. But you are never, ever, 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 ever alone. You are the best company that you can keep. You need to hug yourself a little bit tighter every single day and remind yourself that, hey, as I know, as crazy and as cheesy as this sounds, hug yourself spiritually, in your mind, in your head, hug that little girl, hug the older version of you, and hug yourself, past, present, future, and just allow things to just evolve as it comes, and know that you are always loved. You are so special. You make such a difference in this world. And if there's anything that I can tell you today, is the same thing that I'll tell you tomorrow and the next day and the next day. You matter. You matter. Even that fly that you probably killed 2 weeks ago mattered. Okay, every single soul, every single entity matters. Okay, I don't care. You know what delusional is? Telling yourself that you're a donkey. That's delusional because you're not. But if you want to be a donkey, be a donkey. Okay, if you want to live in a world where everything is good, live in a world where, live in a world. Okay, that was rude. Live in a world where everything is good. If you, nobody, like, I actually had the best conversation with somebody, and she's so incredibly insightful. And she told me, nobody gets to dictate who you are except you. You get to be a new version of yourself the next day and the next day and the next day. And nobody can tell you otherwise. I can't be like, hey, so-and-so, you used to like the color pink. Why do you like the color orange now? That's weird. No, it's weird for you, Susan, and you can keep your whole ass opinion to yourself unless it's positive. I don't need your validation. I don't need to explain myself. Growing up, I think another thing that I want to add before I get off of here, because this episode was just to say hi and to let you guys know that in a few days, I'm going to be releasing an episode called Dear Love. That one, I'm super excited in that one because I'm like introducing the new season and blah, blah, blah. And then I write a letter to love. Yeah, it's really cute. You could deal with it next week. But I wanted to come on here, but I want to leave a lasting note here. And the note being is nobody gets to tell you who you are except you. Nobody's opinion matters. Nobody. Not one person on this planet or thing. Nothing is greater than you. Okay? I love you. To the stars, my cubby. I'm so happy to be back. I can't wait to talk to you guys next week. Keep doing what you're doing. I will be posting online. You guys already know my Instagram. I'm never going to change the handle because I've had it for so long and I want you guys to stay current and keep up with me. HK_culture with 2 E's. This is your girl, Chris Lionheart, signing off. To the stars. Mwah.